around here.
All right, go ahead.
No, oh.
We're now in closed session to discuss the acquisition of real property, water rights, and pending reasonable imminent litigation. Mr. Hamilton?
All right, so the pending imminent litigation is the fact that Mr. James has not responded and not provided any records. So I am at this point ready to fire off an email, and I've confirmed that they have not received any records at the state auditors, but I wanted to make sure that the board was on board with me greenlighting them filing litigation against Mr. James and the records.
What's wrong with this guy, Blake?
I don't know.
I greenlight that. I mean, what do you need to do?
I think, any other discussion? We've talked about this for a long period.
Four meetings now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'd previously given me permission to go ahead, and we did that in open meeting, and that's all I wanted to make sure is that you were apprised that he did not respond to the demand letter sent by the AG's office. And at this point, it's time to file litigation, and we're going to file litigation. And so the AG's office wanted me to let them know whether we would still move forward.
So what are the potential penalties against him?
He has potential criminal penalties. If it's found that he's destroyed any records, there's potential criminal penalties at this point. He would have to he's got to pay attorney's fees to the mm-hmm. AG's office for making them file mm-hmm. litigation against him to get the records.
Now it's going to start getting expensive.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm just headed towards, I wonder what he's hiding.
Right there.
It could be worse than
one
this.
Of the two.
So,
well,
I mean, seriously, it's like,
oh, I know.
He's obviously made a value judgment that is, mm-hmm. you know, whatever I face as far as not turning the records over is better than whatever I face if the records are reviewed.
Do you know if he has secured any legal counsel at all?
At this point, there's no indication that he has.
Okay. Trustees, any other discussion before we come out of there and we reconvene, then we vote on it in the public, correct?
Technically, what's the statute on that? Isn't he only supposed to keep records for 3 years?
Depends on what they are.
He had no right to destroy any of
they weren't his records.
They weren't his to destroy.
They weren't his to destroy, and that's why he would be subject to criminal penalties.
It's all hypothetical. We don't know exactly what he has.
I've seen some of them. I haven't seen everything.
We just know that all indications are that he does have our records.
Mm-hmm. Now, it'd probably been better for him if he'd have just come forward and said, look, I really don't have anything, at least tried to explain it. But to keep dodging, it's just almost like he's
maybe for
he's
him, it's an income stream too, because people mm-hmm. like me called him and got information.
And that's against the law. You can't do that.
That is what the AG's office and the auditor surmised when we had our meeting with him. Because I mean, that's what he's been doing, is charging people money to, including us, trying to charge the district.
Well, the bill I got was by the hour, so he wasn't charging me for the document.
Yeah.
He was charging me their retrieval fee.
Yeah, but they were our records, and technically it should go through grandma request.
Would you have given it to me for free?
No. The only one that got it for free was the standard examiner guy, or no, the KSL guy.
Well, the fact of the matter is this is where we are with the deal, and we as a board have come to the conclusion this is the direction we're going to take. Do you still stand by that decision, board?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then let's move off. I'll entertain a motion to unless there's anything else, Mr. Hamilton.
It was an interesting email I got from Carrie, and an interesting conversation I had with her, which we got all worked up about.
Oh, yeah, he called
me. Are you a good listener?
I was still mad at that point, Blake.
Very good listener.
Yeah, he acknowledged that. We just, in man talk, he acknowledged that we all got that.
Some of us are a little better at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't been that hot in a long time.
You got some stuff to
attribute. I got to hear it. She's pretty hot.
It was supposedly
comical. Thanks for doing your job. Appreciate it.
Doesn't let anybody get away with any money of the district, I can tell you that.
That's great.
Cost them their life.
Entertain a motion to reconvene. Oh,
there's still other stuff.
Huh?
I got one other item.
Sorry. Then I won't entertain.
In the budget, we've included enough money to hire another person to help out on the water and sewer system. Kind of person that we've looked for is a person with a level four sewer or water certification. And then also they'd have understanding of sewer and also an engineering background. And we talked about this, that would possibly be someone who could do the inspections and we wouldn't be paying CRS for it. And so we could recuperate some of those costs and those fees that we possibly would either charge Summit or any other developer. And that we would do our own, he could do our own inspections for projects and things we're on and help on civil engineering work and stuff. The other reason is because it provides us a technical level with all of the regulatory agencies that kind of chase us down for sewer and water systems. You need somebody that has that kind of technical background who can take care of those things properly and make sure that we're doing all of our water and sewer inspections properly and documenting everything properly. And we haven't been doing that properly in the past. And then also the other thing was somebody that had a construction engineering or construction management background. And so we put that together, the job description, talked to the chairman about it, and I've talked to Matt, I think several of you about the fact that we want to do this. So we put that out there out on the special district's website and other places to see what we get. We do have one individual that you guys probably know, Jed, who has been working on the mountain. He's doing the inspections for CRS. I don't know what they'll think if we might be able to hire him away from them. But he seems to be really a great guy. He has plenty of potential. He's really close to having his college engineering degree. He's got to take the test, the civil... what do you call it, Carrie?
It's the civil engineering test.
Yeah, what is it? It's a...
PE.
PE, yeah. PE, I keep thinking of something else. But he's about to have that, too. And so to get somebody like that, there's usually a pretty high rate to pay for him. But he wants to work for the district. He likes it. He feels like something he'd like to do. Seemed like it would bring value to the district. Also brings somebody with enough skill set, no matter what happens to Evan, me, or anybody else, that he's one that can step in and help cover those bases. And I think long term, you look at the potential for the district and its long term needs and things like that, that kind of person would be an ideal person to have. With the sewer management plan that we're going to have to adopt in the next month or so, and then also we'll have a water management plan and all the other things go along with those. We need that skill set and somebody that's actually up there. I've gone up and spent weeks at a time with Evan, and I can't do that. And it's not, I know what I'm doing. I'm fine up there. But the problem is that if I'm there for a week or two at a time, bad things start to happen, and back in business, it's just a bad mistake to do that. And so we need the other person, not only for that, we need him for safety. You heard about the Hooper guy that fell into that sewer manhole. I know those guys. And Evan does that same thing. I talked to him just the other day, and I said, Evan, do not get in those confined spaces. He said, well, I got to stir those sewer lift stations. And I said,
Is there another name for that?
Yeah.
So the crap.
Yeah. That's exactly
what I've heard of those guys before.
That's exactly what he's doing. But he leans clear over on those and he's halfway down in. I'm stirring. I said, you're going to lose your balance one time. You're going to fall in and we're not going to get you out. And you're going to drown in a batch of crap. And so anyway, he fixed the way. But you need somebody there as a backup for confined spaces. You have to have the second person there. Anyway, it's going to get the district in trouble. And so for all of those reasons, I'm suggesting to see if the board's okay. And I want to talk about Evan in an open meeting. He's a good guy, but we need a step higher in skill set in order to take care of things. Evan's great at what he does. I mean, he built a mixing device that puts down those sewer manholes where we were getting foam coagulating and everything. He was stirring. He's fixed that. He built a device fixed. I think he needs to sell it. But his skill set is there, and we need somebody with the next setup who can actually be the foreman, do things right, make sure they're all where they need to be, doing the right things and taking care of the meter reads and the sewer measurements and all this stuff properly. So I just want to see if the board's okay with that, and we continue to move ahead and get somebody like that employed and get them on board.
What's the budget look like?
So we've already planned for a guy like that in the budget.
And those dollar amounts include him?
Yeah.
Insurance and all?
Yeah. He'd be around $70,000.
All in?
And he...
All in?
That would not be including insurance. That would just be his wages. And then we still have to talk to somebody like that and negotiate with him or see if we can find anybody else. But he brings enough skill set, I think, that we can recover a fair portion of that from the inspections and things that we're giving away to a consultant. And that's the other reason we considered that, is we're throwing away a lot of money on that consultant that we could bring in-house also, help cover those wages.
How's CRS going to recover their lost income?
I don't know if anyone will. He's a good guy. They do have one more.
They know how to do that.
I support this. I mean, when that individual died in Tupper, I mean, we had this conversation. The fact that you have an employee doing this by himself, you know, leaning into the manhole or leaning into the hole and halfway in, and I mean, it just, it's...
Lawsuit waiting to happen, or
liability is
liability.
There.
So.
There's my two cents.
Well, thanks, Blake. That's good. I'll talk to you about that meeting if anything else comes up aware and stuff.
The document review.
Mm-hmm.
The development agreement, right?
Yeah, he'll
yeah,
he
I sent
that.
It
he'll
to
be
all you
reviewing
guys.
That. Okay. Thanks, Blake. So anyway, let's see what your feelings are. If you're okay with it, we'll talk to him and see if he's submitted an application and if anybody else that comes in the next little while. I'd like to hire him. He's a good guy. He's got the skill and ability and willingness
for it. I mean,
he's been up there for a couple of years. We're trying him out. That's part of that bill that you're seeing. That was part of the reason for doing that is he's been doing this work, but just to see how he responds and what his document level is like and how he takes care of business. And it's kind of like test driving an employee, you know, but he does an incredible job.
Good.
And if that's it, that, again, that's if we can hire him and the wages still all work out and everything, but we'd like to hire him, but if not, we'll look for somebody else.
Go ahead and hire him, that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I know decisions can't be made in closed session, but that's my feeling.
Okay.
I mean, I've known Evan since I first moved to Powder Mountain. He's the man you want on a ranch, but he's not your administrator, your safety officer. He's none of that.
No, that's what I quickly learned the few weeks I spent up there doing his job and then working with him is it's an accident waiting to happen. It's just a matter of time, but he's going to get the district in trouble. It's coming. So this is part of an effort to protect the district from liability problems.
Well, we also started with the trust. The safety program.
Oh yeah.
And with the safety program, we do monthly. Evan comes down, and we watch these videos and do the safety thing, and then I report back to the trust. And as long as we are in compliance with everything that we do according to them, we get rebates at the end of the year that we can use towards safety equipment, and they give us back money. And so we implemented that. I met with them. I called Todd in, and we met with them, and he gave me the procedures and meeting. You know what I needed to do, fill it out. I've got a resolution. We'll have to pass next month. But and then that way, as long as we're following those procedures, our insurance isn't going to go up either. That's another thing that we're trying to, you know. So I mean, all these things, it keeps the insurance down.
Bring the right guy on.
And then that way, if something does happen, we can go back and say, yes, he is OSHA certified, and that's something else we've got to get him to do, is get his OSHA card and you know all of those things. And then that way, we're in compliance. Our insurance isn't going to be the one that gets tapped when it does happen. So we've got all of that in place.
Good.
And we've already had, what, four or five? We've made him sit down to watch at least four or five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
That's the biggest thing you got out of that conference was the safety issues.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I've thought a lot about that.
Yeah, the couple of things that really scared me is when I was up there, I just said, hey, why don't you turn on your flashers or I said, you have emergency lights you can put on. Oh, sure. He has a little block about, seriously, it's about 1 inch wide. He turns on his mirror and it's like, who do you think's going to see that? I said, he's pinning forward. The guys are coming from the back. We're going to get killed on this road. Okay, I'll turn my forward flashers. I'm like, oh.
Get Willie to go stand down there and bark when somebody goes.
Going to get us killed. Oh, I just.
God.
Yeah, we opened up the grinder station, and the fumes in that could be terrible. We need to put vents in that, by the way. And I said, don't go in there, Ed, unless you test the gases. I said, I can smell them from out here. It's bad. It's okay. And he just walks in. I was like, you can't do that, dude. That's a confined space. If you go in there and die, I'm not going to get you.
So he has his dog, though. His dog can drag him out of there.
Yeah, that was another issue we had to settle, get rid of the Willie, and still
became a problem. But. Not really.
Yeah, and so with that crazy dog, so we said, I said, Evan, you cannot take the dog up there with you anymore. Anyway, we had the dog with us. We got over on lot 74 or 5, where they just ran, the first one to get finished over there on Spring Park. He'd gone out and dressed up that little tiny area that the owner had, just immaculate looking, with some type of mulch or something, but he just wanted to look really nice. That dog jumps out, runs over, digs a great big stinking hole right in the middle of his yard. It's like, I tell Evan, I said, that's why you don't bring the dog, man. He says, destroyed that guy's yard just now. We're going to have to fix it. It's like, he can't have. But he said, Willie's better off if he goes with somebody all the time. He's a better dog. It's like, they're taking him for a walk, but he can't go to work with you. So it's just all those kind of things, and then we have a hard time getting him out the door at times, and where he's at, and all that stuff. And I've caught him lying to me a bunch of times of bad stuff, and we're gonna get in trouble. I'm telling you, it's coming. So we're fixing it first before it becomes a problem, whatever that becomes of that. But that's this attempt is to do that, to make sure we don't get in trouble, because
a guy like this, had he been there when Geneva covered up those strap
no things? That was a count. That's actually Paul.
I know, but if we hire somebody like that, can he
he would be inspecting all of that stuff. Yep, and he'd be doing records, like that's what he's used to doing. And so he keeps construction records and documents everything he does, and keeps
pictures
and histories, and it's well documented. Everything he does is documented. So that's what's nice about it, is for the sake of water quality, environmental issues, they all require that. Kind of like when we had the break, when we found that one leak, that's required to document that they actually found a break, and what you did and what you saw and everything else. And so I asked him, did you write that down or do anything about it? No, we just covered it up. It's like, it's just environmental problem coming.
Well, water quality is the thing that I was surprised to find out before I knew much about water, was that the DDW issues quality reports, and we had all these demerits as a district, and I'm like, how is this even possible? Mm-hmm. And they sent out letters to the post office box, and...
I got them.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, there was a couple of other reports that should have been done too that weren't. That part of water quality, there's an annual one that's...
Water quality is the biggest deal we have. Yeah. I mean, we have to deliver safe water. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the problem is if you're falsifying those, they will throw you in jail. There's people I know that have gone to jail for doing that, just filling those out wrong.
So you associate with some really good people.
What's that?
You associate with some really good people.
I know those kind of people. They've managed water districts, and they'll come after managers and everybody else if you're doing stuff like that. It's totally dangerous. So I keep telling them, I said, and it's not just not doing it right. You'll go to jail over it. It ruins your life. It's not worth it. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to jail for him. This guy first.
It's bad enough some of this other stuff I got going.
Yeah, plenty of other problems. I don't want to be the fall guy for somebody like that. So I like, either me or him. I'm getting out of here. We will do something with him quick. But anyway, so I appreciate that.
It's all good, Roy. Thanks helpful. For drilling down on that. That would. That was a kick the can down the road situation for quite a while.
Yeah, that's kind of what I felt like too. It's hard to do it, and he's going to be frustrated when we bring somebody over him and everything else, but company first, district first, do business, and it's all business related.
Well, thank you, Carrie, for arranging this dinner.
Nice. Thanks, Carrie. It was good.
Next time we'll have Mobetta, Bob.
Mobetta.
Love Mobetta. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Where's it at up here?
12th and Washington. You know where that Chick-fil-A is?
Yeah.
It's behind there, there's a gym. But Wendy's, the gym or whatever back in.
I didn't know that, the only one I know of is in Bountiful.
More generous portions than you get in Hawaii, I'll say that.
Oh, absolutely, but their mac and cheese is freaking awesome.
Not quite the ambiance, but what are we doing here, man? Waiting for the no-show public?
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be for half an hour.
Okay, so.
Good job, Roy.
We need to.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys' help.
What's that?
Tomorrow, Mark, if we get ahold of Dom, would you be willing to jump in on that call too?
Yeah, I should have some time tomorrow.
We need to get out of closed session.
Oh.
Before we do anything.
Okay.
And trustees, trustee Harvey's absent. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn closed session and re-enter the public meeting, reconvene.
I'll make that motion.
Mike?
Yes, I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.